With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. In the race for the California State Senate seat that represents the Monterey Bay Area, incumbent Democrat Bill Mauning is facing Republican Palmer Kane. You'll be hearing from both candidates in today's show. Mauning served two terms in the California State Assembly before being elected to the State Senate in 2012. This would be his second term in the District 17 State Senate seat. Bill Mauning spoke with KAZU's Rick Kleffel.
You're a Democratic incumbent. What Democratic values will guide and inform you as you govern, as you craft, and as you vote on legislation?
I've been a lifelong Democrat, and as majority leader of the Democratic Party, we have several ways of shaping in what those principles are. I think to summarize, I would say principles of prioritizing education, protection of the environment, good middle-class living wage jobs, and building a sustainable economy, an economy that's both looking forward in terms of protecting our environment and creating living wage jobs for California's workforce, which is again linked to good education opportunity.
Water supplies for agricultural, commercial, and home users are an issue throughout your district. How would you address them at the level of the state senate?
The leading employer in that district is agriculture, highly water dependent. Second leading employer is hospitality tourism, also water dependent for hospitality, for hotels, restaurants, etc. And we've been under a state order to reduce our overdrafting of the Carmel River. That's for the Monterey Peninsula water users. So there's been several initiatives. I think it's fair to say my philosophy on water is there's not a single solution or a single fix. We're working on exploration of desal, also conservation, capturing water, saving water, charging our water tables. There's this Monterey Pure Water Project that's using wastewater, running it through a reverse osmosis process similar to desal that can be reinjected into our water table. I'm also very interested at the state level to expand ways for residential and commercial users to capture what we call gray water that's maybe been used for washing dishes or in showers, so that we're not using precious potable water when we can use secondary use by better managing the water that we're using already.
Give me a précis for what your understanding of and what your plans are for the Californian economy.
So we have a very strong economy, over $2 trillion a year of GDP, and we're supporting that with about $120 billion a year state budget. We've balanced our budget the last 6 years on time. We now have a $7 billion reserve. That said, we face ongoing trends of challenges to invest in education at the levels we would like to. K through 12 and higher education have been the biggest winners in our budgets during this economic recovery. We've moved the state from 49th in the nation in per capita funding up to 35th. Our best economic investment is investment in education. For the first time in over 20 years, this year's budget, the 2016-17 budget, we invest more in higher education than in state prisons.
That's Bill Mauning, running for re-election as the Democratic Party candidate for the California State Senate seat, District 17, which represents part of Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, Monterey, and San Luis Obispo counties. I'm Rick Kleffel. This is KAZU News.